Diane Sawyer and the Marine father discovering his own son in his own home had been lured in by ISIS, but not before it turned deadly for one of their neighbors.
This is your son?
Yes.
A desperate father calls 911 about his son.
I need somebody as quick as possible.
We have units en route to you. Stay on the line with me, okay?
I don't know if it's ISIS or what.
You can hear that son in the background.
You're going to throw me in jail my whole life and kill me. Why are you trying to stay on the terrace?
A terrorist? Justin Sullivan grew up as a boy in a Catholic home with trophies, friends, a bedroom filled with childhood toys. His dad, a retired Marine captain, Rich Sullivan.
I imagined him joining the military and following my footsteps.
But his high school reported to the parents that Justin had violent fantasies in his writing and suspended him. They said he needed serious help. The parents had no idea that their 18-year-old son, alone with his computer, had reached out to ISIS recruiters. In less than 24 hours, a top captain of ISIS responded 6,184 miles away. Welcome, brother. Blessings upon you. Justin is lonely. ISIS can fix that. And then another key step, tap into the fantasies. We know Justin loves the video game Call of Duty. If Justin takes violent action, they will make him a hero, a celebrity. Justin Sullivan puts on a ski mask and murders a neighbor with his father's rifle, which he hides. Police find the neighbor's body but have no suspect. And then in a few months, he tells his ISIS recruiter he's ready to go big. He's going to get an assault rifle and slaughter people at a concert in North Carolina or at a club. But as the clock is ticking down, his parents discover a package containing a gun silencer.
I called the police department. I said, I need to talk to somebody in Homeland Security.
Tonight, a father from North Carolina has a warning for parents.
Here I am defending our country against domestic enemies, which so happened to be my son.